For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Come with me to a shack of mystery, to pick conspiracies, curiosity, spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur, defy explanation if you're wanting more. Mothman sightings, government denies, J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie, we see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved, tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies, that's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail, homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collective brain, though it's illegal, natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around, in this shack the truth is found. Living free from their control, we know the truth, we won't be sold.
Yeah, oh yeah, welcome back to the shack. And I'm Wilbur. Welcome back to the shack. Your one place, your one-stop shop for truth, facts, knowledge, truth, facts. Knowledge. Oh, we're back. We made it another day. You know what? It's nice out today, too. Mm-hmm. You can actually breathe outside of the shack. It's a good day. It's a good day. The sun's shining. Sky's not covered in a smog.
What was it, that dirty rain like a week ago?
The dirty rain?
Mm-hmm. Did you see that? Everybody's cars are covered in dust after it rained.
Isn't all rain dirty?
I mean, this was like
extra dirty.
Yeah. Because it was all over the chicken coop back there and stuff like that. All that dust. Huh. It looked like pollen. I mean, obviously, it's still winter, so it was not pollen.
No, that'd be a little kind of improbable or impossible. No, I didn't see that, actually. So, I don't know.
Didn't see it?
No, I think I was... Was that Saturday?
I think so. I don't know.
Was that the night it, like, partially rained and snowed?
It was the night...
It was all in one.
Grandma went crazy.
No, the night Santa went crazy. All right. Welcome back to the shack. Yeah. This is a crazy one. No, I didn't see the rain. I didn't see any of that going on. I guess I just worked this weekend, so I wasn't really aware of any of that fun stuff outside. Any of the atmospheric anomalies. I guess that's what you call it, right? I don't know. I don't know either. I don't know. I just know that the UK is going a little nuts.
Ain't there? Gosh, we got a lot.
Would you want to live there?
No, absolutely not.
I know someone that recently.
I don't want to live here.
I know someone that recently lived here, and then they moved their family to Spain because they thought it was just getting too crazy here.
Is Spain better?
I don't know.
The UK's not better. The UK's worse.
I'm about to find out, huh?
I love all the memes, though. And I'm sorry to all of our UK listeners. I know you're not like this because you're genuinely, all of you are good people. It's bad governments.
Just like
that's
ours.
A lot. I mean, that's a lot with that's coming up with this episode.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, as people that live in America, I'm only getting what I'm able to find through the American outlets.
Yeah, so it's not probably good or shining the best light. Yeah,
it's not, I mean...
Or the best representation of...
Jeremy Clarkson is one we're going to talk about a lot, and I think he's probably the only... Not the only reason. He's one of the big reasons why it's hitting social media in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if you don't know Jeremy Clarkson, international TV star. He's
the Top Gear guy.
He's one of the Top Gear guys. You know, did Top Gear. They just ended it last year. What was it? 30 years? Something like that.
Really?
Yeah, it was most of their lives.
Dang.
They ended the episode. I love Top Gear. I do not like cars. I do not like engines.
Mm-hmm.
They're funny guys. They get good friendships or whatever. But they ended it where they started it. Somewhere in Africa.
Okay.
And they actually, it's probably staged, but they actually found their two first cars they ever bought.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was, like, they're all beaten down and broken apart and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Jeremy always carried the headlight from his first car ever. Every shoot they ever did.
Okay.
So that was the end of it, is he put the headlight
back
in the car. And it was good. It was emotional.
It fit.
Mm-hmm. It is the car.
Cinderella shoe.
Because it fell into a river in Africa, and one of the local junk guys dug it out of the river.
They found the headlight?
No, the car.
Oh, the car itself did.
Yeah, they left the cars. They always leave unless they pay on their own dime to send the cars back.
Mm.
Most of the time, the cars just stay in whatever country they're in.
Gotcha, okay. Oh, that's kind of cool. Came full circle, didn't it?
Yep. All right, so farmers in the UK are absolutely going mad. For good reason. And it's mostly against this government inheritance tax policy.
Government inheritance tax?
Which, once again, is just like in America. The name, the title has nothing to do
with what it's actually doing.
Yes.
Like they slap
Except
a label
tax.
On it. Well, yeah. That's part. It knows what it's doing.
Mm-hmm. So I got some articles here. I've heard plenty of people in anti-parliament for this explain it. So I'll read a little bit of this article. Where is this article from? Alex Croft, March 4th. I don't know what the institution is, but so thousands of farmers descend upon central London on Tuesday, and this is on Pancake Day. So this is a couple weeks ago for everybody listening.
Pancake Day?
National Pancake Day. Where they were vowed they would not stop protesting against the government's inheritance act policy. A largely good-natured demonstration turned angry as the protesters falling behind a large green combine harvester as songs blaring across the loudspeakers passed the House of Parliament with crowds chanting, "We won't back down." It was the fourth time in 4 months that farmers had flocked to the Westminster to protest against the laborers' government's plan to introduce a 20%. Oh gosh, a 20%. I've never seen it written out. It's always been the sign.
Right.
Inheritance tax rate on farms worth more than $1 million. Now, I'll break this down for you what that means.
Okay.
Because that sounds like a lot of money, right? $1 million. Farms worth $1 million.
Okay.
A 20% tax on that. So on farms worth more than $1 million, bringing the end to the previous 100% tax exemption on all family farms being passed down. After hundreds of tractors joined Whitehall during the previous rallies, protesters were ordered by the Metropolitan Police not to bring any unauthorized vehicles at risk of facing arrest. Seven farming vehicles were permitted for the protest. That's all they wanted them to have, is seven farming vehicles. There were more.
You can protest, but you can only have this many vehicles and this many people.
So speaking from atop the combine harvester shortly after the farmer had hurled pancakes into the crowd, National Farmer Union President Tom Brackshaw said farmers will not go away. Significantly anger was distinctly towards the laborers' government, which Councillor Rachel Reeves was subject to numerous angry place cards. Bunch of UK words I'm not familiar with. The government had refused to budge on the policy despite it calling for a U-turn for farmers in opposition. After the petition calling for the move the Scrapple reached more than 150,000 signatures. The government said that there were an urgent need to repair the public finances in far away as possible and reform to relief strikes the right balance. So basically, the government's saying, we're not getting rid of this tax. We need more money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to go well. Mm-hmm. This is current, right?
This is happening now.
This week.
As of recording this, happening this week. It's a couple weeks after.
Shoot, yeah.
So I'll start breaking this down. So this inheritance tax thing is insane. So less than 1% of larger farms, and by that I mean not just backyard farms, in the UK, less than 1% are extremely rich individuals buying farms as like a hobby thing.
Okay.
So Jeremy Clarkson falls kind of into this, and he's a big speaker for this thing. That, like he says, farming is not at all his income source.
Right. If it was, he would be broke.
Yes. He's not very good at it.
Yeah.
So that is what the law, quote unquote, they said is targeting, is people like that, that are millionaires from other facets buying farms as a tax evasion tactic.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy did not buy his farm for tax evasion. That was an example of a man that has a lot of money that has nothing to do with his farm. So that 20% tax on any farms bigger than $1 million. That sounds like a lot of money, right? $1 million?
Kind of. I mean, not really though.
Farm worth. This is counting everything from the land to the farm equipment owned by the farm to the livestock, to the seed, to the fertilizer.
Okay.
Where the average, quote-unquote, small UK farm is worth around $4 million.
Wow. So every farm, basically.
Every farm.
Every farm is going to fall under this.
Every farm. Yeah. It's not like a backyard chicken flock selling eggs on the corner.
Right.
Every farm is going to fall under this. 20% tax. Now, Jeremy showed on his TV show, if you watch it, Clarkson's Farm or whatever. I enjoy it thoroughly because it shows you a lot of problems. It shows you how hard farming is and how much respect those people that farm for a living should have and how they don't have any of it and how the government is mistreating them and local councils are mistreating them all the way up to their version of the federal government. So this 20% tax is, so they make about $50,000 a year. Most $4 million farms in the UK profit between $20,000 and $50,000.
That's not that much.
No.
Not at all.
No, it's not.
Not for the amount of cost.
No. So even though it's a $4 million worth operation.
Right.
It is barely making or less than making minimum wage for most of these farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They are not being taxed. That 20% is not being taxed on the $50,000. It is being taxed on the entire $4 million value.
So how often do you have to pay that tax?
Every year.
Well, now that's just... That's asinine, if you ask me.
What's 20% of 4 million?
A lot. I mean, I don't know off the top of my head. Well, around 1 million would be 25%, so.
Around 800,000.
Right, yeah.
So they're trying to charge $800,000 on a farm that makes $50,000 to $75,000 a year.
So
75,000. I think I said 75. I meant 75,000.
They're bankrupting them.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah.
That's the goal is to, so most of these farmers are working in a deficit and actually the dairy farm. So here's the thing. The dairy industry in the UK is huge, except it's not.
Okay.
There's a lot of dairy farmers that for the last 6 years, dairy farmers in the UK have sold milk at a loss.
Okay. So what's, I don't understand how, why?
Because the government regulations on milk. So if they raise, so basically, they're selling a gallon of milk for $3.50 or whatever, however they do it. Let's say it's selling for $3.50. They're selling the milk for a profit loss. So they're being paid less than it creates. So let's say it costs them $2 to make a gallon of milk.
Okay.
Feeding the cows, taking care of the cows, operations, electricity, all that. Let's say it averages out to $2 a gallon.
Okay.
They're being forced to sell their milk for $1.80 a gallon. So every gallon of milk that goes out that door, I think it's actually roughly six American cents they're losing on the gallon.
Either way, that adds up very, very fast. Oh, no, fast.
Millions of gallons.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's a lot of money. But it's the profit. There's no profit. It's negative.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Yeah, it's even worse, yeah.
There's no money. It's negative 6 cents per gallon they sell.
Mm-hmm.
They are losing money every gallon they sell.
Right, yeah.
Because they're being forced to.
Right.
6 years in a row. One of the guys from the show was, he's a big dairy farm, and he was talking about that. He was polling audiences and stuff like that. Would anybody notice if they raised your gallon of milk 10 cents?
Right.
Nobody would notice.
Right.
Everybody's asking everybody, tell me exactly what you paid for milk this week. And everybody was like, three something. So it's like, would you notice it went from 369 to 389?
Right.
No. And it would make that farmer 14 cents, going from a negative to a positive first time in 6 years.
Right, yeah.
So that 10 cent or 20 cent raise would mean the world to these farmers and nothing to the consumer.
So the government's capping their price?
Basically, yeah.
Hmm.
The pork industry in the UK is completely being floundered as well.
How so?
It is about half as expensive to pull pork in from other countries like Brazil to the UK than it is for the UK producers to sell it.
To actually raise it themselves. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Now, isn't that just something's backwards there?
So normally, like countries, the US kind of does this. We'll put tariffs on and other things like that, incentives, to at least equal out the same price or closer to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are more likely to pick locally grown stuff.
Right.
But they are literally selling at the store less than what it cost them to produce.
That just doesn't even...
So the UK is, whether it's purposeful, whether it's greed, I don't know what the answer is, but they are literally destroying their agricultural system from their roots. So all these legacy farms that have been in generations, sometimes 6, 7, 8, 9 generations.
That's a lot.
Hundreds of years are going to go under and be bought up
by some big mega corporation.
Yeah. Or the town or the city or the country itself.
Which is a
So that's why these farmers are rioting.
Yeah. So what are they doing? Because I know like the farmers in France.
The farmers in France are a whole different thing.
Well, they've been rioting for years now.
France has been rioting since France became a country.
Oh, yeah, true. But they've been the yellow vest riots, I don't know if they're still protesting. But I know as long as Macron's been in office there in France, they've been pretty much protesting every week with the labor stuff and everything going on in that country, well, in Europe in general. But what are some of the farmers doing?
Most of them are doing peaceful protests. There was a little bit with, I did see one of the UK farmers, the cops in the UK. The UK is so corrupt. It's corrupt here too. If you're listening from the UK, we know it's corrupt here as well.
Yeah, we're very corrupt and it sucks.
You guys just don't have guns to, your corruption's a little more evident, easier to see. It's easier to see.
Yeah.
Just because they're not as scared to hide. They don't hide it because they're not scared.
Right, yeah, because you don't have guns to shoot back at them. Defend yourself, really.
So these cops were stopping a protest and all this stuff. So one of the farmers went back to his farm and got like a big brush hog and went down the side of the road eating all these cherry blossom trees. Thousands of dollars in trees. Just because they had the right to protest and they were going to the protest. And the city did not want all of this farm equipment in.
Yeah.
So they purposely put the cops out, technically illegally, to block these. So the farmer went back, got like a brush hog. Anybody know what a brush hog is? It's basically a machine covered in chains that just eats trees.
Yeah, it'll just eat
small stuff.
Yeah, anything brush sized or smaller.
It'll just turn it into mulch.
Yep, right in front of you.
And have you seen one?
They're
just chains.
What,
inside? They're like chain links, yeah.
Oh, really?
It's just like a lawnmower, but instead of blades, it's chain links.
Wow, no, I haven't.
And it just pulverizes whatever.
Brutal, yeah.
So that happened. They've spread manure a couple times and stuff like that.
That's what the ones in France, they went to one politician's house and spread manure on the whole front of his house. Like, not just on the sidewalk, like up the side of the house, the front door, everything was covered in manure, which is awesome. I'm pro-poop. Pro-poop.
I just want you to know, so most of the parliament says they are extremely confident that the majority of farms will not be affected by this reform.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, they're confident, all right. It just, oops. Well, we were confident. We didn't say it wasn't going to happen. We just were confident about it.
So they're saying that, like, they think it'll be much less than 20% of farms will be affected. And most other estimates put 70 to 80% of farms will be affected.
That's probably closer to the truth.
Yeah, just put 100. Just put 99.
No, I mean, they've been slowly just chipping away at the rights of people in the UK there. I mean, from on the outsider looking in, and I'm by no means expert.
No, none of us are. Like I said, we're just...
But we're outside observers. We see it here, too. Obviously, it's happening to us,
100%,
too.
100%, it is.
But it's happening there very fast. I remember when... what was it? Theresa May was the old prime minister, and she got voted out, and Boris Johnson was coming in. They were, like, making this whole big deal. It's going to be a whole new way of governing because the old way was so corrupt. It got worse. It got way worse as far as corruption and deception and, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to get out of Brexit. No, you're not. And that's what Boris was, like, fighting for when he first got in there. I mean, we're talking now, many years ago now. But it's just, I don't know, Europe in general, the world in general, a lot of dark, evil entities are running a lot of our governments that are running the world.
So back in November, that was Jeremy Clarkson was up in one of the, like, they've been protesting for a while about this farm bill.
Yeah.
And this was one he was on. So thousands of farmers gather in Whitehall. And this would have been November 19th, I believe, to protest the Labour's plan changes to the inheritance tax on farms worth over $1 million. And like Jeremy Clarkson was explaining how easily it is for a farm to be worth over $1 million and not be making $20,000 a year.
Yeah.
When tractors cost $100,000 a piece and a seeding head costs $80,000 and land is $40,000 or $50,000 an acre.
Well, everything's costing more and more now.
So it's extremely easy to meet that threshold that the UK government is pretending it's extremely hard to reach.
Right, yeah.
But he said that this would actually mean the end to family farming, or just industrial monsters. Thousands of farmers arrived to demonstrate in central London, some arriving with tractors. Meanwhile, at a separate event in Church House, which is the one I was talking about a minute ago, with Thomas Bradshaw, which is ripping the heart out of family farming. Yeah. And there was tons of arrests. They arrested tons of these guys.
So is the push then, I feel like the end goal here is just to push people to be reliant on government-funded food sources.
Yeah, and I think that's a big push. I think independence is a big thing. Like, because if nobody knows how to grow food, it's much easier to control people.
Yeah, you're reliant on farmers. You're reliant on getting sustenance from outside sources, aka the government, aka Big Daddy. That's what they want to be, Big Daddy. I don't like it. I don't like it. We empower yourselves, people. We resist this stuff. Grow your own food, raise your own quail. And I don't know, this farm, what was it called again? Farm inheritance tax. It just is, it's insane. And, you know, and the UK started with the taxes too, and then we brought it over here. And look how bad it is here in our country now, tax rates and whatnot. Oh gosh, it's just, so what, luckily for us, I mean, UK's small, very small. And, you know, so farmland's already limited. I can't imagine them even. I'm assuming they're going to try to do it here, too. They're going to try. I think they already are with the price of eggs and stuff and milk as it is now. And during COVID, when they had us dumping all the milk down the drains. And
that's why we're buying quail this weekend.
Right. Yeah. It's insane.
Maybe we'll get a milk goat, too.
Ooh, a milk goat.
Put it in the garage and just hope nobody catches us. Here's my really weird-looking dog.
Yeah, it's a bearded dog with horns.
We can burn the horns off.
That's right. Some dogs have them.
Some dogs just have them.
These are canine protuberances.
Canine protuberances. Yeah, so yeah, the UK, the farming. I mean, they're doing the same thing here with farming. I just think it's a lot slower.
Yeah, because I don't think
it's more hidden.
I don't think they can do it all in one shot. Not here. We're too big. We're way too big.
No, yeah, there's a lot of guns.
And there's that too. There's that factor. Oh gosh.
Like, I think there will be, like, you ever seen the show Fargo? I haven't seen a lot of it.
The show?
The show or the movie. I don't remember which one it was, but with the last stand of the big ranch.
Okay.
Versus like the government.
Okay.
Those things are gonna start happening.
I think so. I think they might already be happening.
Well, everybody in Wyoming's dead.
That's what I'm saying. The standoffs have been going on.
That one was corporations, though. That wasn't the government.
Same thing.
A little different.
Kind
of. One runs the other.
Yeah, corporations run the government.
Yes, I'm aware.
So it's the same thing.
No, it's like the middleman. Are you dealing with the middleman or are you dealing with the top guy?
I guess. I mean, but they're still all under the same umbrella. It's sure. The same company.
No, they're sister companies. They're subsidiary companies.
Yeah, but you...
Remember what... Which we should do an episode on that too. BlackRock just bought both ends of the Panama Canal.
And the Pentagon, that? Right?
I mean, sure they own the Pentagon, but they just bought both ends of the Panama Canal.
Did we talk about that?
I don't think so.
Why am I having like deja vu? Mm. Panama.
Back to the UK, which is not near Panama.
No, about.
But they do rely on the Panama Canal, like pretty much every country in the world.
Yeah, pretty big deal.
Yes, it is. The single heaviest shipping lane or port or whatever you want to call it, bypass ever.
Even bigger than the Red Sea and the...
The Suez?
The Suez Canal?
Wait, yes.
Where the Evergreen somehow blocked it all up and it was totally just an accident, just totally freak accident.
I don't know. Did you ever see that captain? I could believe it.
No, I didn't see the captain.
I believed it. I could believe it.
Why?
They were very much a person I'd be like, I could see you wrecking a ship.
Oh.
Because I think it was their first time out.
It's not like they didn't set that person up.
I'm gonna Tokyo drift it.
Right, yeah, didn't Captain Ron it is what I call.
All right, so what else is happening in the UK? Well, one of the oldest churches in the world is getting rid of the word church.
Okay, go on.
No, the Church of England is no longer a church.
They're just the of England?
No, they're called community now. They're not church, they're community. They're also getting rid of praying. Now they were more engaging you to go on mindful walks.
What? Are you serious?
I'm not joking.
They're encouraging mindful walks.
Yes.
Oh, okay. This is just like another one of those. We're repeating everything over and over and over again. It's just a nonsensical.
It's for money, just so you know.
Of course it is. Everything is.
Because the government's basically, the Church of England is trying to do like 10,000 new churches or outreach things. And they got, it looks like $82 million in strategic development funding into new churches if they drop the word church.
So it's a money thing.
It's pure money.
Greed.
It's a Catholic church too. It doesn't matter, but I just...
Which,
yeah, so they're.
I have nothing against Catholic people.
No, it's. I don't care, but church, it's church.
Catholic
they're
church?
Getting rid of churches. There's no churches.
Catholic church and that the whole Catholic religion just seems a little funky to me.
So, yeah, they're looking for fresh expressions in pioneering into worship. So they're getting rid of church. They're also. Yeah, it just is. It just. I can't believe it because anybody. It's just unique. This is a very unique thing.
I want to be around though. Like, okay,
I want to be around
the guy that made that decision to like, okay, we're gonna accept this. Is he a Catholic? I don't know. Was it the priest? I don't know who is the one that makes the final decision.
The diocese.
The diocese. Is that one person or is that a group?
It's a small group.
Okay, so a group of people, they're just sitting around, and they're like, okay, what can we do to make church?
I'm sure
better.
I'm sure the cardinals. And probably the Pope had some say in this.
I'm sure.
But as far as the direct networking, it would be the diocese, would be the, I guess, the highest local.
Let's just
branch.
Say they're all sitting around in the room together and making this decision.
Smoking pot.
And yeah, let's even go that far.
Hitting a fat dube.
And they're like, how can we make church better? Church. Let's just, anyone think about dropping the name?
And
well, that won't make things better. Yeah, but it'll make us more money. That you're right. That is better.
And if you're a Christian, and if you ever read the Bible, like one of the hugest things to grasp from it is praying.
No, mindful walking. Well, I think that's what it says. To. The newest translation.
Yeah, the newest translation. No, it's praying because that's you and God. That is just as personal as it can get. And it's like the Bible has so many important lessons, whether you're a Christian or not. But that is like the biggest thing through the whole Bible is praying. Hmm. And they're getting rid of praying.
I don't know. I think it might be a more effective thing if you switch it all to mindful walking.
So, and once again, I'm just reading this from articles that I could get a hold of. So if you in the UK have other information that you would like to send our way, please do. Use the email link below.
And if you don't and you're sucked into this doomsday of a country that's coming up, I mean, we'll send you our thoughts and mindful walks.
I was going to say.
This is so ridiculous. Asinine, I tell ya.
Speaking of which, there's two new DW shirts coming out very soon.
We need to bring back American versus UK like boxing matches.
Okay.
Let's just bring it back. Inter-country fighting. Like martial art fighting, not just like
but
war.
It's got to be leaders. It's got to be like congressmen and parliamentary leaders.
Well, you should do that.
These old spongy men and women just...
That would be awesome. We have one guy dedicated.
Whoever, if you choose not to, you go in the pit with a Komodo dragon.
Oh, gosh. Well, no, I think each country needs a rep. Like, that's their rep.
No, it's
for fighting stuff out.
It can be any of them.
Any citizen?
No, anybody in the government. It's like a random draw every time.
They all have to be fit and ready to go. That'd be nice. We'd have...
If you refuse, you go in a pit with a very hungry Komodo dragon.
We have probably two people in our Congress. Well, three, maybe.
They can fight? They're all 80.
Well, RFK is one of them, Junior. Even though I'm not so
he's
high
not
on
Congress?
Him.
He's in Congress?
He's in government.
Okay, well, you said Congress. So
well, you know what I meant, government.
I didn't know what you meant. That's why I said...
Now you know what I meant.
Okay.
He's ever seen him, like, without a shirt on?
Yeah.
For a 70-year-old guy, he's
very
jacked.
Fit for a 70-year-old man.
Gabbard's pretty, extremely fit. I'd take her in a fight over any other politician from any other country. And Thomas Massey, you know what? A fit.
Anyways. No, so they're getting rid
smart
of praying.
Smart man who's just full of intelligence, integrity.
They're getting rid
and
of
and doing things the right way.
Also, here's something. So, UK, the cops in the UK, the stuff they can arrest people for is just ridiculous. Social media posts.
You said something bad about the king.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Well, stop, because they can arrest us now.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I guess.
That's my next thing. Two things down on my list.
Oh, crikey. Oh, that's Australian.
I mean, the white Australians were British citizens at one point.
Oh, I don't know. I better stop.
Yeah, Aborigines just lived there.
Yeah, they were the originals.
They just were there for the last 44,000 years.
Yeah, as long as time has been a thing.
All right, so you're not allowed to sing Christian songs in public anymore.
In the UK?
In the UK.
Why?
So here's the thing. And you go, please look up these videos. Because I found so many articles saying that is not true. In hundreds of videos of people getting arrested for it.
I believe it.
So the one's going around pretty much is a lady, her family were singing, not bothering him. They're singing, walking around singing. And two cops started harassing them and threatening to arrest them and saying that basically you're not allowed to sing outside of a church. And you're only allowed to sing in a church if what'd they say? What's the Catholic? The priest gave permission to sing.
Mm.
And she was asking, but what about Muslim songs? And what about this? And like, those are fine. It's Christian songs. So it's a very hardcore attack on the Christian church in the UK.
It's very weird.
And they just executed, 78 Christians just got beheaded 2 weekends ago as of recording this?
Well, it's okay to not talk about that because, it's not other religions.
Yeah.
That's the one religion it's okay to do that to, apparently. Because guess what? It's happening all over the world, and guess who's talking about it? Oh, yeah, nobody.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're not allowed. No praying, no singing, Christian songs. You have to have permissions. And then if you get permissions, it's only on church sanctified ground. And if you want to do it in public, the priest has to qualify it, and then you have to apply for it from the council.
Just to express.
To sing.
Just to sing. Yeah, express yourself.
And they passed a bill where now they can arrest American citizens that fly over to the UK for tweets and Facebook posts that they made in America.
Well, good thing I'm never going to that hellhole of a country.
I feel bad for the people that live there. I do, too. They're good people. Yes, they're just like us.
Plenty of good people.
And I hope that you guys get that. We're specifically talking, because I love our UK listeners. I've had many, many talks with a lot of you guys. You guys are amazing people.
It's the government.
It's the government. It's just like here. It's the government. Yep.
People here, fantastic. Government here sucks. Has for years. Has for my entire lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
Has for my parents' entire lifetime. Has for my grandparents' entire lifetime when they shipped them off to war.
1880s, 1870s.
My grandma, remember.
About 200 years before that.
My grandma told the story of when grandpa was in the army overseas, and she just got a letter back. We didn't even know him. And someone says, I forget, it was her dad or someone just said, here's a letter from so-and-so. Who wants to write him back? Because she had, grandma had, 7 or 8 sisters.
Oh, like a pen pal thing.
Like a pen pal thing, yes.
Okay.
So while he's off at, fighting, because the government shipped him off somewhere, and she don't even know who he is, times are a little bit different. A little bit different. I don't know. It's just frustrating.
When did the U.S. government give all the Native Americans blankets? That's probably when it started.
Oh, no, I think it started even before that. It started the moment we decided, we're going to come here. Because we already knew this place existed. You can't convince me that we didn't.
Oh, and I believe that.
Yeah.
And you're talking about the U.K. That'd be the U.K. at that time, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Spain, England.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah, the big European countries.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean.
The crown.
Yeah,
it's still under the crown.
Russia, at that time. You're talking, the 1500s.
1492. Christopher Columbus.
You're talking he's agreeing with. They knew about him at that time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm being sarcastic as they sing that song super genius that made this amazing discovery by happenstance.
I was gonna say even in the song he's not a super genius.
Well, no, he's not. But he was because he was the only one smart enough to sail around that side of the world because he knew you wouldn't fall off the edge. No, he knew there was a whole other land here. They already knew. The Vikings have been coming here for. Decades.
Millennia.
I don't know.
Megalania.
The history's a lie. They've been lying to us about everything. Everything.
It's a little early.
Huh?
Nothing.
I'm just saying it is.
No, so what do you think about them arresting Americans?
It's insane.
And they promise no extradition.
It's insane. It's insane. I can't imagine getting arrested for just speaking, but that's one thing.
I want to make it clear. We're not talking like death threats on Facebook. That's legal here too.
Right.
Like death threats. You can get arrested in the UK for uncomfortable posts.
Yeah.
For bad mouthing political figures.
For saying,
For making anybody feel uncomfortable about anything.
Saying this sucks. That's enough right there.
I mean, in some cases it is.
Punishable by death in accordance to the crown by way of the courts. I don't know. Deep cut.
There was this animated show about the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot remember the name of it. But I really think it's how a lot of them think. There's been a couple shows where they try to paint the crown in better lights. And this one came out and it got its first season out and it was really good. And then she died. So they then they stopped it.
The Queen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like they got the first season out, and then after the first season ended, like a month after that, she died.
Mm.
And I think nobody really wanted to renew it just because maybe it's in a little bit bad taste.
A little fresh.
Because it
A little fresh.
Yeah, a little fresh. Because, I mean, they were literally like halfway through season two making it, and then she died. And they're like, well, first off, this isn't funny anymore because the stuff we're saying, she's dead, so the story's over. Because they were kind of mixing in modern, like, active day stuff.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking up what it's called.
It wasn't The Crown, was it?
No, it's animated.
Oh, it's animated. Okay, okay, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't watch any of those shows.
It was pretty good. It was kind of like a Brickleberry style animation.
I just have no interest with royal family or any of that stuff at all, especially the British royal family.
That's weird.
A bunch of inbreds, if you ask me.
Royal Family cartoon.
Ooh.
It keeps changing it to Family Role cartoon. It's called The Prince.
Ah, The Prince. Yeah, I have no idea.
You can watch it on Max and Hulu.
Oh, neat. No, yeah, I'm not a fan. Not a fan of them. But oh, wow.
It was really good. The show was really good.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. You can be arrested for that stuff. I mean, I think we take it.
Are they the last of the, like, the public old royals?
Publicly, maybe, probably.
Because Russia doesn't have any more, right? I don't think a lot of people understand is that they were all the same people forever.
Right, yeah. It's the same family, just going to different kingdoms, quote unquote.
Like, they would literally just, like, the Russian queen would trade her daughter for the UK, like, for England, and, like, it was the royal family was the royal family.
Right. It was just one big genetic cesspool of non-diversity. Yeah. Yeah. Just basically the same genes getting worn down so they look, you know, uglier and more gross and disgusting. Gross.
Very descriptive.
I know. I just don't like them. I don't like talking about them. But I think we definitely take it for in this country for granted, the freedom of speech, our First Amendment, and I think it's why it's so important to constantly protect that and protect the speech you don't like, too.
Yeah.
Like, we need to protect speech we don't
whole
like.
A drama episode about it. Zoidberg eating the flag.
Aha, you're right, yeah. I'm not pro eating flags, but I'm.
But he has the right.
I mean, I don't.
I mean, if you stomp on, you have the right to stomp on the flag, but then somebody else
has the right to stomp you.
Yeah, it happens.
If you ask me,
see Wild Bill come just running out of the woods.
Oh, he would.
Gosh,
he would appear and manifest
out
of nothing.
A lot of teeth.
Who would?
Whoever is doing that
on the other side of it. Yeah.
Bill doesn't have any teeth.
I think we take it for. Take it for granted way too much. Just because we were born with it. We have it, but nowhere else in the world has true free speech. And even ours is a little limited.
Yeah.
There's parts where it's been, and over the years, it's been chipped away at more and more and more and more.
Your boy Trevor Moore has a whole show about it.
Things you can't say, mm-hmm. Things it's illegal to say. Which I'm not going to repeat them.
Don't.
I about did.
Because I'm going to have to edit them, and I don't want to.
Just Google why is kids, you know, it's illegal to say.
It will come up.
And that's it.
If you guys are listening in the UK, please, if we got anything wrong, reach out.
Yeah.
If we got everything right, reach out. I know we just kind of did a pass over it. We're still going to talk. I just wanted to say that I'm just curious. This is what I'm seeing from our side of the pond. This is what I can find in articles. And this is what I'm seeing, obviously, from social media posts and that kind of stuff.
I mean, that's all we got.
We don't live there.
That's all we got to go off of.
I've never been to the UK.
Me either. And I don't plan on going, especially now.
No. I mean, if we're ever going to go anywhere, it'd either be Ireland or Scotland.
It's the UK, though.
I know. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, I ain't going.
That's why the Irish don't like the British.
That's true. Maybe the Irish will let us there.
Was it Braveheart where they were, like, trying to use the Irish as cannon fodder against the Irish, and then they just met in the field, and then they just all joined?
I can't remember.
I think that's Braveheart.
Maybe it sounds like.
Or they're Russian and they're like, just send the Irish in. Cannons cost money. Bodies don't.
Oh, gosh.
And then they run and then it's like they're all from the same town.
Yeah, I don't remember.
There's Irish slaves.
I don't remember. Yeah, a lot of them. A lot of Irish slaves.
Well, a lot of Irish slaves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So what do you think about all of this? What do you think about no church songs, no praying, no church? No church.
I would
arresting people for saying anything, especially out of odd country citizens. If I mean, that's crazy.
What's that?
Saying that, yeah, if you're from another country and you come here and we don't like what you said on Facebook in your own country, we will arrest you.
Right, yeah.
With no extradition.
Hey, is that called fascism?
Oh, there was just a...
Is that actual fascism?
Okay, so I tried to find, if anybody's listening, I tried to find more info on it. There was a woman's something with fascist, and I could not find any more information on it. They were in the UK, every one of them topless.
Okay.
Dressed up like, kind of like Nazis, kind of not. I don't know.
I seen a clip of this. Yes, go on.
I don't know anything about it. I was trying to find more information about it, and I could not find anything.
I seen one clip of one woman doing it.
No, it was hundreds of women.
Okay, I just seen the one, but I know what you're talking about.
I'm not sure what it was about either. I really wanted more information because it was a very hard stance, but everybody was just being like, yeah, look, boobies are out.
Right, yeah, I know.
And I'm like, oh, well, I kind of want to know why, because that's a pretty, what do you call that, dramatic showing.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's a lot. You're doing a lot to promote your cause, and I would like to know what your cause was.
I am curious about, though, anyone, if we do have a listener over in the UK listening to this episode, what your opinion is of what's going on. Like, if you want to talk to us and shed some light on the situation at hand, is it as bad as we think it is? Is it as bad as they're telling us? Because we don't know. Our media is different than your media. It's how they control the world, through media.
I would have no idea about these. I would have no idea if it wasn't for Jeremy Clarkson.
About all this stuff?
No, the farm stuff.
The farm stuff, yeah. I'm dumb. Yeah, farm stuff, free speech stuff, them arresting people for saying fart on Facebook. I don't know.
I'm going to talk for a second. I'm going to look up what people have been arrested for saying, because there's been a bunch of it.
I've seen just basic stuff, like you said, criticizing the government, making hateful posts, like you said earlier. I don't know specifically, because like I said, anything I see over there is obviously just on social media, which can control our perception of everything, the world. Because like I said, I've never been there. I hardly ever leave our state. And I don't know, but I have an idea of what's going on around the world. I really don't. It's just whatever they put in front of me to want me to believe, or what I can pick up on. Oh, but I digress. What are you gushing about?
Just some of this stuff.
The stuff?
That you can be arrested for having the wrong opinions or beliefs on certain human rights aspects. Police arrested a whole bunch of people that they felt were threatening or inciting others to burn down mosque.
Hmm.
Or in Iran hotels.
Wow.
But what they showed was a lot of the people they were arresting did not have those opinions.
Hmm. So they made that up.
I think there was probably one or two.
Oh, yeah.
There were incidents with that.
Insurgents is what I call them.
I mean, that, sure.
FBI agents. Undercover again, FBI agents.
This is from Google in the United States.
Did you know that? We have NYPD in the UK, in London.
Yeah, I did know that, actually.
Why?
I only know that from, is it Suits or Blue Collar or whatever, the TV show?
I don't know.
The NYPD.
Why, though?
Huh?
Why?
Because them and, what is it, Scotland Yard or whatever? What's their high division police force?
I don't know. I thought it was the Mounties or something.
That's Canada.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't.
Anyways, they're like buddy. They're basically their own version. They're like mini CIAs.
Who? The NYPD?
Yes, and the UK's one.
Ain't that weird?
Because they have so many international threats.
Hmm.
Jeez.
That's just odd to me. I don't know.
I'm just reading stuff that people have been arrested for.
No, it's insane and ridiculous.
A bunch of people got arrested for a riot. From if they posted about social media about the riot, they were being arrested for it.
Mm. So just reporting on the truth.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
Anything inciting hate, violence, or anything like that, including derogatory or negative comments or hurtful social media posts.
And who's the arbitrator of that, or who's the judge of what's hateful, what's hurtful? There is none. There's no line there, is what I'm trying to say. Is they can make it whatever they want to be. So you're always under the constant threat of, one, expressing yourself or expressing an opinion that might affect the government's rule over you. And they can't have that. They can't have no one stepping out of the lines.
Well, there's no general right to free speech in the UK. Do you know that?
Yes, I did know that. There's only one country in the world that has that.
Is it here?
Yes. That's why it's kind of a big deal. We're the only country that has the right to free speech. The only one. Ain't that just kind of crazy?
Well, I'm just reading about how the cops over there are insane.
Yeah, they are.
They went into a fruit market and seized all of the coconuts in place cards so protesters could not buy them.
Smart. You know, just like here.
I guess they were worried about the protesters throwing coconuts, so they just
took the coconuts.
The cops stole the coconuts.
And they take all the watermelons too, because those are big, round, heavy objects.
Yeah, but a coconut's a little harder, I guess.
I guess so.
Coconut's basically a rock.
Yeah, I guess so. What, they get rid of the outlaw rocks in the UK?
It's much harder to chuck a watermelon at somebody.
Yeah, I guess you're right. We did it once, so at the F&M picnic here locally. You know, remember the old watermelon contest? You'd win one if you spin the wheel.
Oh, and an island of silent prayer. They've arrested several people for silent prayer in public.
Like, why though? Like, okay, there's something.
If I got rid of the UK, it would sound like it's some third world horrible country.
Right, yeah.
Once again, you people that live there, you, the average citizen is an amazing person. You're all amazing people. I'm talking about the government.
It's bad everywhere.
Cops.
It's bad everywhere. And if the government's good in any country, our government will go in there and kill that person.
No. You misrepresent.
Oh.
Our government will help elect better politicians.
Sorry. No. You still misrepresent. Still misrepresent. Our government will help install democracy.
Freedom.
Freedom and democracy.
You don't have to worry about rights if nobody's alive.
Let's talk about Gaddafi next week.
I really don't know a lot. I just know the name.
Yeah, well, we killed him because he created the eighth or wonder of the world is what they... He basically created an aqueduct system to get water to his farm, to the people of his country, and they can grow their own crops and be, you know...
I don't know anything about it. Why don't we save that for an episode?
Okay. Well, we killed him. I mean, we came... We saw
police raided a
he died
Jerusalem educational bookshop for the third time in 1 month.
Oh, that's progressive. Very progressive.
Can't find what they're looking for.
They're almost there. I'm sure they've almost got it. I'm sure. Yeah. Don't. Okay, America. If you're listening, just the citizens of America, the citizens of the country we live in. Let's not succumb to the UK's rule again. This is what they're doing in our country now. We can see it. They're going to start doing it to us. Don't let that happen. Flat Earth claims they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hold up a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is
is found, living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.